We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get right to it. So much going on in the world and right here at home. I want to introduce Steve Shapiro, Dr. Steve Shapiro, Chief Medical Officer and Technical Officer with UPMC. Doctor, how are you?
I'm well, Marty. How are you?
We're old friends now, aren't we?
We are.
Ha! He's Chief Medical and Scientific Officer. In other words, he's a big shot. My grandmother would say, he's a bigger shot in Bloomfield. All right, so let's go through a Trump's treatment. First thing, I want to get kind of an ethical thing out of the way. Everybody lines up and yells and screams that Trump's getting drugs that no one else could get, that if Marty Griffin had COVID, I wouldn't get this antibody treatment, blah, 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 blah. I would argue, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong, Doc, and I just want your opinion. This is the president of the United States. You got to do what you got to do. Is that not true, sir?
That's absolutely true, Marty. Having said that, sometimes the VIPs in general get overtreated, and it isn't always to their benefit, particularly with unproven drugs. But in this case, for the most part, what we've seen makes some sense. There's some. They are a bit vague about things, and there's some things don't add up. But it's a fine team, and I think they're doing a nice job.
By the way, this is an unbelievable, spot-on point that I'm hoping that the audience will catch. That at the end of the day, sometimes because they're VIPs and there's a general freak out at the hospital. Honestly, there is. They get overtreated sometimes, right, doctor?
Yes, you lived it, Marty. You're one of our VIPs, but we, I think, did the
right thing. You saved my life. Okay, so let's go through the staple of drugs that he is on and tell our listeners what they are. Remdesivir. Yes, sir.
That is an antiviral. So the two things he was on initially, remdesivir and the antibody, target the virus specifically to try and prevent it from spreading throughout the body and getting to the lungs and other organs. And it makes sense to target the virus early on. Later, and you want your immune system to help them get rid of the virus. Later, when the virus or if the virus gets to the lung and other organs, then the immune system itself can cause damage. And that's when you try to suppress the immune system with things like dexamethasone. But from what we know, it's pretty early in the disease. And so these remdesivir has been approved, but not this early, but it's logical. The antibodies, although they're in clinical trials, one could, and you raised the point, shouldn't he be on a trial and potentially get the placebo? It makes sense. It should be relatively safe, and so it isn't unreasonable. The reason that it seems like it's going to be safe as we have approved convalescent plasma. We've been giving that for years, and that's sort of a dirtier version of this. You take the serum from patients who've successfully fought off the virus, and then you instill it to patients. So that's kind of like a dirtier version of this. So this should be safe.
Dr. Steve Shapiro of UPMC's Chief Medical and Scientific Officer, you said something I think is intriguing. Tell our listeners what you mean by he's early on in the illness, sir.
Right. In the first, again, it's a bit vague, but in the first 5-7 days or so, the virus is there. It starts in the upper respiratory tract, and it can spread later on to the rest of the body, particularly the lungs. And it's during this early phase that it makes most sense to go right after the virus with these two drugs and to let the immune system assist them and do its thing and don't suppress it yet.
Tell me about this steroid, dexamethasone.
Mm-hmm.
I've had steroids. I don't know if I've had this. but it jacks you up. I mean, you get wired. Tell us about the steroid and what it's for.
Steroids, it's a pretty potent drug. It really wipes out the immune system, particularly the inflammatory side of it. And it is used as an anti-inflammatory. And we know, actually, we published the largest international trial from Pittsburgh in the Journal of American Medical Association a couple of weeks ago, that late in the disease, it saves lives. It's probably the most effective thing that we have, but it's effective late. Early, again, you don't want to suppress the immune system. You want to let that immune system help kill that virus. Now, when a patient, their oxygen is low, they've got pneumonia, that's when you give dexamethasone. And it's a little bit vague with the president. They said he has expected findings on a CT scan. I suspect that means he's got some pneumonia. But it's really when you're hypoxemic, your oxygen levels are low, that we know that it helps. He had a couple of dips, but they were kind of in the normal range, even though there were dips. So it seems to be that they might be over-treating him or treating him too early with the dexamethasone, particularly if he's doing as well as he thinks and he might be going home. Or the alternative is that we're not getting the full story and maybe there is more to it than we know.
Which, by the way, is understandable. In any president, this is Trump's staff. Whenever a president is sick, generally, historically, they try to be as vague as possible. Whether we want to hear that or not, that's just the way it is.
It is. It just makes it harder for us to interpret the findings for you, but I agree.
Dr. Steve Shapiro, UPMC's Chief Medical and Scientific Officer. All right, so let's say I'm in one of your units and I have COVID and I say to you, hey, doc, I want to take a drive with some friends. We're all going to wear masks. Are you going to say, yeah, cool, just so people wear masks in the car?
We would not want that to happen.
You wouldn't allow it.
No, masks are very effective, and potentially the people he was in the car with, the Secret Service, even had higher protection, N95s or something like that. Right. The other difference is that the car that our patients might go on aren't hermetically sealed, so there could be a little bit more circulation of the air. So is it risk? It's an unnecessary risk. Let's put it that way.
Dr. Steve Shapiro, UPMC's Chief Medical and Scientific Officer. At the end of the day, do you hope, as I do, though, doctor, that we'll raise awareness about wearing masks and that COVID is real, that it's not a hoax, and that maybe folks will be a little more sensitive about this virus and the potential danger, that maybe there will be an upside to this, sir?
I think so. Even this weekend in Pittsburgh, I mean, people have been pretty good with masks, but I've seen a marked uptick in the number of people who are wearing their masks out in public, and I can only think this might be a result of this.
General time that you keep someone, and I know it varies, general time that you keep someone in the hospital with COVID-19?
Well, I think that we generally wouldn't admit someone to the hospital if they weren't, didn't have low oxygen levels, and the president really hadn't. So it might, if he really does have normal oxygen levels, everything else is going well, then the discharge within a day or two is reasonable. Having said that, it's going to be the next 3 to 5 days where the symptoms will either regress or progress, and so that's a critical time. He could be monitored closely at the White House, but if he needs oxygen or other medical intervention, it's best to be in the hospital.
Dr. Steve Shapiro, UPMC's Chief Medical and Scientific Officer. It's a pleasure, doctor. You're fantastic. I can't be more grateful. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Marty. Great question.
Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.